to whom a love affair might be confided. But never were appearances more deceptive than in this case. Behind her unprepossessing exterior, Miss Susan had a warm, sympathetic heart, filled to the brim with kindly affection for her pretty niece. She had seen Burton Ellis going moodily across the fields homeward and guessed that something had gone wrong. "Now, dearie, what is the matter?" she said, tenderly patting the brown head. Madge sobbed out the whole story disconsolately. Burton's father would not let him marry her because she was an Oliver. And oh, what would she do? "Don't worry, Madge," said Miss Susan comfortingly. "I'll soon settle old John Ellis." "Why, what can you do?" asked Madge forlornly. Miss Susan squared her shoulders and looked amused. "You'll see. I know old John Ellis better than he knows himself. He is the most contrary man the Lord ever made. I went to school with him. I learned how to manage him then, and I haven't forgotten how. I'm going straight up to interview him."
"Are you sure that will..."